This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. All right, earlier today it said that Mike Adams was hosting the fourth hour, but now it's Jason Burmes, who's just as good. So looking forward to him taking over here in a few minutes. But right now, here on the Alex Jones Show, let's go to Texas again. Robert, first-time caller from Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. You know, when I used to go to work, after I got off a break or whatnot, I really never thought anybody could tell. But watching you today, it really is clear to me that when you're high at work, people know. So I just wanted to say.
That's a good one. I'm actually exhausted. I've been up since 1:30 in the morning. I'm just exhausted, brother.
I don't know. It really was weird how you went to break and came back and you could barely get through a sentence, and then you went to break and came back and you're charged up again. And I just want to say, hey man, be careful. I'm afraid you're going to.
Oh my God, that's another really crazy thing. One time I had one of the crew members come up and say, "Are you on cocaine? How are you super tired during one segment, and then how are you super fired up later?" Because Robert, I can like beat 20 people's asses. I mean, I've got a lot of energy, bro. You understand that? I mean, like, I'm not like snorting. You're trying to say that I'm taking a drug. Everybody's like, Alex Jones is on cocaine. People have been saying for 28 years I'm on cocaine. I hate cocaine. I've taken cocaine like 5 times in my life. I'm not on cocaine. I appreciate your call. That is just horse manure, dude. I'm alive. You know what I'm on? I'm on life. I am. Look, Jason Burmes is laughing so much. Let's go to Burmes. We'll take a few calls with him. Go ahead and pop. Burmes, you've known me for, 15 years. Have you ever seen me use a stimulant?
No, and you know, one of the things that I always tell people when they ask me about you, it's like, I always tell people, you know, Alex Jones, same dude in a steakhouse or a burrito bar that he is on air. You know, 1 minute you can be very, you know, measured, honed in. Sometimes you're a little bit depressed, right? You've shown that today. And by the way, I hope you take a break and, you know, oversee things. We can't live without InfoWars, bro. I mean, I'm wearing the Arnold Exposed.
But the point is, the guy's trying to claim I'm snorting cocaine during a break.
No,
I hate cocaine.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And you know me, I've always kind of hated that drug as well. You have that energy, man. You've always had that energy, and we need that kind of energy. That cracked me up, man. That, like, for them to even accuse you of that, especially with the things that are going on, you know, and I want to commend you because, you know, there is a good and bad and ugly of this whole Ghislaine Maxwell thing. If it's not for InfoWars.com and guys like you and me for over a decade, there is no Epstein arrest. There is no Maxwell arrest. They're burning certain people, and maybe this should be a warning to the Bezoses of the world that they might burn you too. So let's not go into this whole transhumanist authoritarian nightmare. Start fighting back. You know, they
exactly.
Burn
but the point is, Jason, only thing we've ever taken together is depressants. I've smoked pot with you. I don't smoke a lot of pot, but I've smoked pot with you and I drank a lot of alcohol with you. I don't take stimulants other than coffee. I mean, I'm just sick of people claiming I'm excited from stimulants. I'm excited for freedom.
Yeah, and the coffee there was great. You always used to have those ground beans over in the office, the fresh ones. So
yeah,
I was
that's
drinking
good stuff,
like
yeah. I've only had 2 cups of coffee today. I actually got to go get one. Hey, I know you're an expert on, back with me, you were making films about child kidnapping rings a decade ago. This has all come out. I want to get your take because it's paradoxical. I'm like, yeah, it's a victory. She got convicted, but it's a defeat that they sealed it all. People are like, well, give us, you're being two-faced. Like, is it a victory or not? I'm like, it's both. I'm going to get Jason Burmes' view. Of course, he's a loose change filmmaker and so much more. He produced several documentaries with us as well, like Fabled Enemies and so much more. We'll be right back with Jason Burmes, and I'll just co-host with him this hour. And then we'll take your phone calls pretty quick, too, and I'll get out of here. But I am going to dish the dirt on Trump. Not because of January 6th. In fact, it probably endangers me with the committee to dish dirt on Trump. I'm dishing dirt on Trump because I'm sick of him and the frickin' vaccines that aren't vaccines. That's why. With me, it's always straight up. No cake, no cocaine needed, okay? I'm pissed off because they're killing kids. I don't need cocaine to get upset.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Burmis is riding the shotgun with us in this hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host. George, Christopher, and Dan, we will get to your calls coming up next segment. I really appreciate you holding from California, Maryland, and Ohio. But Jason Burmis is a major filmmaker with Loose Change and Fabled Enemies and Shade and a bunch of other, you know, some of the top films out there. And I've known him for over 15 years. We've produced films together and so much more. And, you know, I forget how much you have covered Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein for over a decade. So I ask you the question, because I want to declare victory sometimes as well. Is it a victory that, hey, they admit child trafficking, child kidnapping, all this, but they sealed the black book of who the Johns are protecting the actual network? Is it a victory? Is it a defeat? I mean, obviously it's both at the same time, but is it 20% victory, 80% defeat, 50% victory, 50% defeat? I mean, what do you think about this situation?
I think when we talk about maybe legally, it's probably like a 5 to 10% victory. In the court of public opinion and the arena of opening people's minds, I think it's bigger than that. I think it's probably about a 50% victory, right? Because without people like yourself and myself amplifying these stories that, again, were out there pre-2010, right?
Exactly. It's a victory that we at least forced this.
Absolutely. We forced the arrest. We forced good people within the NYPD system to go after Epstein and try to be legitimate about it. And what happened? Okay, let's talk about the first suicide attempt, because we also have to get past imagination land. You know, we have those people that think, oh, Ghislaine Maxwell wasn't even on trial. She was in that courtroom. All right. I know journalists that were there. We have to be in reality. It's just like they did not extract Epstein. If they were going to extract Epstein, you would not have the first incident, which involved who? His cellmate, Nicholas Tartaglione, which they totally whitewashed. Remember, they cleared the guy. And then they said they didn't have the video, and then months later they did have the video, and then they didn't have the video again. When Epstein himself had told his lawyer that he was attacked by that gentleman, okay? And then, I mean, that's a guy who's an ex-dirty cop accused of quadruple murder in a bad coke deal. You want to talk about cocaine, folks, okay? And then the second time, you know, you have Michael Baden coming in and saying there were three fractures in his neck. And you usually don't have one fracture, okay? And again, there is no video. The guards on duty were either asleep or not checking on them, and then they were prosecuted. And then you have over, I believe it was 39,000 images and videos that were extracted openly okay, from the scene of the New York mansion, right? We all know this. And we got to see about 40 of them, Alex. And not only did we get to see 40 of them, here they are in the background. They have any pictures of significance blacked out. You say one black book. Well, my friend, it's much more than one black book. Here are some of the CDs.
Well, that's right. That the FBI grabbed all that whole safe, and that just disappeared. And then this horrible judge, Daniel, or whatever the hell his name is covering all this up.
Well, you're looking right behind me at a slew of binders that are black binders. Forget about one black book, Alex. And these just have information on the outside that is, again, blacked out in
the
trial.
By the way, Jason, you're right to correct. I was reading the headline of Judge Blacks Out Black Book. That's their lie. You're right. It's literally dozens of computers, a whole bunch of safes. I mean, a smorgasbord. What is on this stuff, as best we can tell?
Well, we have to look to the fact that, number one, they said, what? We don't want to politicize this. We don't want to make it into a circus. But, you know, and I'm no big defender of Trump. I mean, one of his biggest failures was having Dershowitz, who they had on Fox News last night, not just the BBC, talking about this as his lawyer in that impeachment trial. Okay? But there were never any logs of Trump with Epstein. Now, people like myself had talked about how it was obvious that they knew each other and that Epstein had run on that plane. But they made sure that of the new logs that did come out, they had Trump on them, again, trying to further smear the guy. You know, I have to at least give him that credit. Meanwhile, all the stuff with Bill Clinton was already in the arena. I'll say this. You have Ghislaine Maxwell coming up with another trial on perjury. There's two counts there. Whether or not she gets convicted is almost a moot point. Now, whether she gets, you know, 20 years or the 65 max, that is a big deal, because let's say she gets 15 or 20. You know, she could get commuted in 5 or 6. You know, I wouldn't say it's a Cosby situation where they just kind of release them on a technicality, but right now you have Jean-Luc Brunel in a separate trial, and you have Peter Nygaard, which you covered, which was a huge coverage, and I commend you on that as well, because we can talk about all the evidence we now see that they've covered up. They never even investigated Zorro Ranch, which was the notorious, what, baby-making ranch there. And although...
And again, from your research, what's going on with these babies? They claim clones. They claim body parts. We know Nygaard was draining the blood out of the babies. What the hell was going on at Zorro Ranch from your research?
So let's take a look at it, folks. It's in the desert, okay? And it is extremely criminal that you would not...
It's in the middle of a national and state park line where nobody's at.
Exactly, Alex. And we know... First of all, let's look at the New York mansion. Right. We know that Epstein, through Maria Farmer's testimony, not only had a room where he was taping all these other rooms in the house and individuals, but it was manned. He had people there 24/7 working that office, if you will.
And were they private contractors, Mossad, MI6, CIA? What do we know?
We don't know exactly. That's a great question. We do know that mansion was given to him by Les Wexner, who among that group in the fashion industry and otherwise was closest to Epstein and has already been exonerated in the media and also represented by Dershowitz. He and Dershowitz went and gave testimony together in a separate case, which was the civil case with Virginia Giuffre Roberts just in November. It was extremely short, as they've denied everything, but they've already been exonerated. He's the one that gave Epstein the mansion for $1, Alex. And to get into the island, we know there were underground facilities at the island. To think that they didn't have underground facilities here in this vast region that has never been investigated, with people like Bill Richardson, who were the governor of New Mexico at the time, being named as Epstein associates, and again, victimizing these young children, okay, never investigated whatsoever. You have to wonder what was going on there. You know, when Bill
Gates... Absolutely. So bottom line, because you study Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, all of it. Bottom line, who are these people? Are they psychic vampires? What would you call them?
I call them predator class, because at the very base of it, you have to be extremely sociopathic to do the types of things these people do on a regular basis, and then look us in the eye and tell us otherwise in order to invert reality. And I really think that these people go the way of social Darwinism. They do believe that they can become their own gods. It really is that Crowley-esque mantra of do as thou wilt. What makes you feel good? What empowers you? And that's why that clip of Peter Nygaard sitting there talking about how he wants to live forever or die trying is so powerful, because that's not science fiction anymore. Kurzweil himself, the big transhumanist that you and I have discussed many times, he's been the head of the immortality division, Calico, of Google for over a decade, and people do not talk about these things. And he's been right on a lot of technology. But the bottom line is, they want to enslave you with this technology. They don't want to empower you. It's just like with their social credit score, right, or their stakeholder capitalism. They will never be beholden to their own rules. You will own nothing, and they will own it all as a predator class over their serfs and slaves if they have their way. And this was just one of their minions they burned, man. So again, Bezos, they could burn you too. I just want to let you know.
All right, Jason Mermis, I want to get these three callers out of the way and have you take over. You'll hit it all at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. George, Christopher, Dan, we're going right to you in T-minus 4 minutes. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, and FreeWorldNews.tv. And, of course, at Jason Mermis on Twitter. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Burmese is about to take over. We're going to take a few calls from George and Christopher and Dan before he does it. But I want to just add this point. You have a lot of legalists, whether it be in politics or legal areas or spiritual areas, that say, well, it's either this or that. No, it's both. Or it's 10 things. It's 100 things. It depends on what percentage it is. You can try to recruit your own number, but it's all dead reckoning. It's a victory. Ghislaine Maxwell's been found guilty. And it proves they're running child's ranks. But it made the feds then cover up the black book, cover up all the hard drives, cover up all the computers, cover up the safes. And you're like, oh, my God, that shows they're corrupt. We forced them out in the open. They're not liking what's happening. So I asked the question at the start of the show, is it a victory, is it a defeat? It's 50-50 if you just look at it like, okay, they went to prison, or one's dead, but they covered up. But we forced them to cover it up in front of everybody. So I'd say it's a 75% victory, 25% victory for them. I mean, I think justice, the scales of justice are sliding against them right now, Jason.
I mean, again, it's really tough, right? Because you look at this generational corruption, right? The fact that you have a guy like Epstein in a prison where they held El Chapo, who had escaped from other prisons, but obviously wasn't getting out of that one, and a prison where they hadn't had a suicide in 13 years, and they allow that to happen. Not to mention that it was reported that Bill Barr was there before the first suicide attempt, and then reported after the fact that he was in the prison after that, talking to Nicholas Tartaglione himself, you know, the cellmate. But again, when you have that level of deep state corruption that is real, that is not a right-wing term or a Trump term, something that was chronicled by Peter Dale Scott, and you got a guy like Bill Barr who came up with the CIA, right?
His dad running the school with Epstein.
Well, you have the Dalton School connection, but he comes up, and what is his job in the Justice Department as he becomes a lawyer? Well, all of a sudden, he's doing the BCCI scandal, the Banks of Criminals Cartels International, that's involved with the Iran-Contra network and the Bin Laden network. And then he becomes one of the youngest attorney generals ever under Mr. CIA George Herbert Walker Bush. In fact, he is named as one of the fixers over in Mena, Arkansas, a man named Robert Johnson, by one of those guys that was cargoing those drugs on C-130s. So, you know, Bill
Barr, why the hell did Trump put him in there?
And that's the biggest problem with that administration, right? James Mattis, John Bolton. These guys were never our friends, and I think a lot of that had to do with naivety. And, you know, I remember, Alex, at the time when he failed on Syria, when he knew it was time to get out of Syria, and he said, look, we're going to get out. And then within a week of that, you had that false flag attack, I can't even call it an attack, in Douma, right? And then he backed down. Even though Mattis, in hearings less than 48 hours later, said they didn't even have evidence that, let alone a chemical attack had occurred, a attack had occurred. And props to Pearson Sharp. He went over there for OAN. I remember watching it live. He's interviewing the people on the ground, and there was obviously no attack there. So he should
Jason, cover that more coming up. Let's get to a few of these calls here and take over. George in California. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Yes, hi, Alex. Good afternoon, sir.
Welcome.
Hi there. I have just like 3 points, and I'll also answer your question that you had. The one point I wanted to bring up with you, and I thought Mike Adams was going to be there. Sorry about that. No, Jason, no.
I understand, no brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the things is you guys quite often talk about false flags and the possibility of, like, you know, they'll stage like a shooting at a vaccination place, whatever. I think my point is, or what I'm calling about is, I think it already started with the rollout of the vaccine, given the fact that if you include what Laura Loomer last said there, when she was there, she said, like, in certain, even red states like Florida, they've enacted a law that if the county health commissioner, and I don't know exactly the title, if they were to declare an emergency, it doesn't matter. We would be mandated to have vaccines and take away our guns, which coincides with what passed in June, labeling unvaccinated as terrorism or terrorists. Therefore, they're not allowed to have guns. That's one point.
That's right here in this document put out in actually June, where they declare people that question lockdowns and the vax as terrorists. That's in the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism put up by the puppet president, yeah.
So, yeah, I wanted to get, like, your take and maybe even other callers in the future to kind of brainstorm what can we do to already prepare or, I don't know, warn others that, hey, it's going to happen. I see people that I
work absolutely. You can see all the pre-scripting. George, is that your question? You want to elaborate on that?
Just like what can we do to, like, prevent that from happening from that?
I agree. Let me ask Jason Burmis. How do we stop? Obviously, there's pre-programming for a false flag to attack anti-vaxxers or people that question this TMO shot. You made films about false flags, Jason.
Yeah, I think that you have to put your local representatives on blast. You actually have to go in there, and I've been doing this when I moved to Iowa. You know, I had to get out of New York State. New York State, I knew I was not going to be able to fight. I'm trying to get my brother and his family out of there now. But the way to do it is to ask the legitimate questions, film it, and put it on the internet, okay? And put it on band.video. Put it on YouTube. Put it everywhere. And that's why this signal is so important and your signal is so important, because it is a network of us trying to hold these people accountable. We don't have a media or a fourth estate who holds our officials accountable. We no longer have checks and balances on the federal level and many times the state level. You have to be that check and balance. So that's where you start. You say, why is this legislation even here? This needs to be taken away immediately, and we're not only going to vote you out, we're going to put you on blast daily for what? Voting this in.
Well, that's right. Great point. All right. Thank you, George. Christopher, first-time caller from Maryland. You're on the air. Welcome, Christopher.
Thank you, Alex. Long-time listener. Almost 28 years now.
Wow.
Like, not every day, not all the time, but you hit the important.
Well, we love you, brother. Good to have you here. What's on your mind?
The vaccines, the whatever, but I think a lot of people don't understand the origins. Silent weapons for quiet wars.
I agree. Colonel Alexander.
They must understand this technology that they're implementing against us. It is bio warfare.
Well, tell folks about it.
Read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It's a binary system where they inject you and then keep giving you injections, and it lowers your immune system. It's in the Rockefeller Foundation document.
I know. It's so frustrating. Don't hang up, Christopher. I want you to get a final comment, and then we're going to talk to Dan, and then Jason Burmis is going to take over ahead of the War Room in T-minus 32 minutes from now. Owen Schroyer, and like I said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to dish on Trump, but it's not the way people think. It's not like, oh, he's criminal, oh, he's a mastermind. No, he didn't know what was going on, and he doesn't know what's going on. But I'll give you the big dirt. Oh, Jones is going to admit he ordered an attack on the Capitol. No, that's not what I'm going to do.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Sir, and thanks for holding. So, Dan, what's your question or comment, sir?
Joan.
Yes, sir.
You had let Bible Dan debate you on InfoWars about what happened before the tribulation and rapture, before what comes before, like the days of Noah. If you were in the days of Noah, you would be warning people about the coming end.
Okay, well, I understand you're a better theologian and a better Christian than me. So instead of you telling me how I should be doing stuff, tell me. Go ahead, tell us what's about to happen.
Well, Jones, this is about to happen. We're experiencing what is coming before the rapture, before the tribulation. I wanted to come on your show and debate you on that, but you refused it.
Okay, listen, brother, I just gave you a chance to say what your view is. You just want to go back and, like a parrot, repeat the same thing. I want to debate you. I want to debate you. I want to debate you. You're on the air now. There's no debate. Tell us. I agree. As in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. I think we're entering that now. Tell us what you think.
Well, Jones, it's going to be the rapture. And I know you disagree with my view on the rapture, but the only evidence you can give to the listeners that is going to be, we're going to go into the tribulation is you and Daria quote a scripture when the sun goes black. That is not a sign.
Here's the deal, Dan. You obsessed over the lady that answered the phone. You said you were a first-time caller. Did you lie and say you were a first-time caller to get on air?
First-time caller, first time in 2 years.
I appreciate your call. Listen, man, I can't do this weird theologian stuff. Hey, great. Everything's wonderful. Whatever, dude. As a person, I'm against a world ID and the control that comes with that. Let's just get out of the religious debate about it. I'm against the New World Order. I'm fighting it. I'm not your enemy. Jason Burmes, we love you. Take over the last 25 minutes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. And, you know, let's go back to the last caller and talking about this idea of not only transhumanism, but really affecting your mind. Forget about it's Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Look at this RAND document. This is, anybody can go check this out, the Security 2040. And this involves what? The FDA, the National Institute of Health, DARPA, IARPA, all working together with industries, what, institutions, the NGOs, and the universities as well to bring in a very real invasive and non-invasive transhumanist agenda. It's all in this document. In fact, that paragraph, let's go to the FDA section right here, and it tells you all these people are not only working together, they're heavily funded. For instance, the NIH there had already allocated between 2014 and 2015, okay, well over $125 million. That's public, all right? Think about what they've been doing the last 6 years. This is for the global populace. It's not just the United States, right? DARPA has invested hundreds of millions of dollars on record since the early 2000s. That doesn't even include their black budget. And that's why the focus on transhumanism, at least right now, should be a priority because, as Alex has said, these quote-unquote vaccines are really gene therapy, but they're not just gene therapy. Okay, mRNA, sure, there's a lot of different things that you can do with it, all right? And I want to show you the strategic collaborators on mRNA, according to Moderna's own website. Who are they? DARPA? That's the Defense Department, folks. How honest has the Defense Department been, not only with the American people, but the global populace? Really think about that. Do they have any vested interest in telling the truth to the public when they are constantly dealing with what? Classified issues, classified technologies, and beyond, things that are literally born classified and so compartmentalized, very few people get to see that big picture. Do they tell you the truth about weapons of mass destruction? I mean, you could go to just the ISIS-K debacle, which they got caught on, where they killed women and children. You trust them then? You trust Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation, or Merck, or AstraZeneca, or Moderna itself? And then you realize that they partnered with DARPA, and this was up on their own website up until about a month ago, but that's okay. And the funny thing is,
that, yeah, they are therapeutics here, right? They don't even dare call them vaccines because you actually had to change the definition in this COVID-1984 nightmare to include these type of quote-unquote therapeutics or drugs into vaccines, just like they did with the vector-based technology, okay? And what's funny is not only did they partner with them on pandemics, right? That's the headline here. It was pandemics. But if you look at their own page, it wasn't just pandemics. It was actually infectious diseases and engineered biological weapons. You mean like a virus that has, I don't know, certain protein fragments of HIV in it? And you have people like Luc Montagnier coming out and saying that this was obviously engineered in a lab and you've never found an animal reservoir? Weird. You're injecting that into us. And then on top of it, you're going to sell us a program called Operation Warp Speed where you can further classify its distribution investors. Great idea. And that is a huge failure of the Trump administration. And I think those people that are still wrapped up in the idea that you're going to vote your way out of this and that somehow this red wave, I keep seeing it on the right-wing networks, the red wave's coming, we're going to stop these socialist Democrats. This is about authoritarianism, all right? Don't get me wrong. There are socialist aspects of it because they got to promise you something, right? This has always been my, you know, big problem with, you know, progressives and their dreams of Medicare for all. What Medicare? You mean the one where they refuse you ivermectin? You mean the one where they cut off monoclonal antibodies? You mean the one where they don't even want you to know about budesonide? And I will give props right now to the Florida Surgeon General because he's come out and said that the Biden administration, and I call it the Zombie J administration, right? Because Biden's not really running it. Kamala Harris isn't running anything. I mean, she's an embarrassment. And said, look, they're costing people's lives by not getting the monoclonal antibodies. But then on TV last night, he also mentioned that you had all these other cheap therapies like inhaled budesonide for over a year. How many people know about that in the public arena? I mean, makes sense. A steroid that gets into your lungs? And remember, early reports, even out of China, okay, even out of China, when I was covering this in February and March before any lockdowns in this country, said what? They were successfully treating people early with steroid treatments and vitamin infusions, C&D. Oh, you got censored for that, right? The United Nations didn't want you to know about the World Health Organization. Literally an establishment that is just like filled with pedophilia. The last scandal, again, the Ebola in the Congo scandal, where now, again, we have to take advice from these authoritative sources that censor us that are involved in child rape. It's unbelievable, but it's generational. Let's bring it back to the Epstein case just in this last little segment for a second. All right. What do you know about Lord Mountbatten? Well, I'll tell you something about Lord Mountbatten. He was a NATO commander. He's a part of the royal family. He's Charles's favorite uncle and Andrew's uncle. Oh, he's also somebody that the FBI knew about before he had some of those positions who had a lust and perversion for young boys. This is generationally psychopathic and predatory. And if you think these people have your best interests at heart, you better think again. Save info.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for, I believe, the final segment of the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. And let me reach out to the audience before we finish up here and talk about this Maxwell verdict, the larger picture with Epstein, and a network that really goes well beyond Epstein, right? It goes into the Iran-Contra network. It goes into the same network that carried out and covered up 9/11. That is a reality. But how would the public know those things if it weren't for InfoWars.com and Alex Jones? Look, Alex and I have had our differences. We've known each other for many, many years. But I still remember, okay, all the way back in the day before I made loose change with Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe, finding out that I was lied to about 9/11 and trying to find as much information as possible. And I came across a download of a real media file that was out of sync. It was over 2 hours long. It was 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And it was this low production, gruff southerner in what appeared to be like a, I don't know, Access TV studio, Alex, saying things that I thought were over the top then. And sometimes presenting evidence that was eye-opening to me. But at the same time, I left, I go, I want to prove this guy wrong. And unfortunately, as I was looking more and more into these things, although maybe he articulated it in a different manner, I soon came to find that he was indeed correct about the vast majority of what was presented in that film. And that led me into so many other avenues and directions. And not only did I focus on 9/11 with Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies, but I expanded into Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined with Infowars.com. Really my swan song. Go take a look at that picture right now, free. And it lays so much of what has already happened out well over a decade ago. And we reached a lot of people with that film, and then Shade the Motion Picture. And he reached a lot of people with the Obama deception. Okay? And these were important to the zeitgeist around us that began questioning narratives. And now, despite the gaslighting on NBC and CBS, right, and mainstream media, CNN, all that stuff, the vast majority of people are questioning the reality that's presented on that box. The vast majority of people would rather listen to their neighbor in many instances and see what is posted on social media. And that's why you've seen so much censorship the last 2-3 years, and InfoWars is a target. So I'm going to say this. You know, I know he's got great products. I know Reset Wars is out there. Save InfoWars.com. Give a straight donation before 2022. Let the man take a rest. We all need a rest. Trust me. You know, one of the main things of this whole nightmare, this COVID-1984 nightmare, is that you are also going to have to find a way to navigate this situation. I don't like talking about bioweapons that have been unleashed on the public and then injected into the public in different regimens. But that was something I was talking about with Alex Jones over a year ago on my program, when we were discussing how do we become the great resistance to this very real great reset agenda. Okay. One of the ways that you help resist, guess what? It's supporting this broadcast. And Infowars.com isn't perfect. Jason Burmis ain't perfect. I can tell you that right now. But the heart is in the right place. And we want to see more arrests, more convictions, more accountability. I'd love to see the checks and balances of a judicial, executive, and legislative branch. But in order for that to occur, at the very bare minimum, guess what? You have to have a fourth estate that asks tough questions. You have to have a fourth estate that points out that Jean-Luc Brunel was very much a part of this Epstein network, just like Peter Nygaard was a part of this Epstein network. And it seems very apparent that despite what the media has said, what? That, come on, Les Wexner was absolutely a part of this network. And Les Wexner, aside from being, you know, this highfalutin billionaire in all these different arenas of fashion and models, right? He was very much involved in foreign policy for the Israelis. In fact, there's a document out there from the Wexner Institute where the United States had toppled Saddam, but it was talking about how do we keep the United States in Iraq now? Now that the people have already seen us go into Afghanistan and take over there, now that we've seen mission accomplished over in Iraq as well, how do we get them to stay? And they talked about a multitude of methods to manipulate the populace into doing so. And guess what? We're still there, aren't we? We're still in Iraq. How about that? That 20-year anniversary will come up sooner than you know. I think, what are we, about 18 months out from that? Something like that? 18, 19 months? So this military-industrial complex does move on. And unfortunately, that's a reality we all have to face. And that's what this battle is, really. It is the battle for humanity. Because the transhumanist nightmare they want to impose on us through regulations, through trying to say that we're harming the planet, our carbon needs to be reduced, okay? We need a social credit score so we can all have a stakehold in the new society about our feelings, right? Meanwhile, they use the technology to empower themselves over us. They are beholden to none of those rules. And our very souls, or whatever you believe we have, because I'm not a Bible thumper, I'm not here to tell you what to believe. But I think our consciousness, our very being, is something that they cannot replicate, that goes well outside, okay, well outside of the, you know, 2-3D dimensional universe that we see. We know there are other, not only spectrums of light, but things that are around us we could never even comprehend. We can't accept that. We also know that our very beings, our minds, our thoughts are extremely powerful, and that's something they've tried to suppress with their technology. So you want to hardwire something into your brain, or you want to allow these people to use their quote-unquote non-invasive technologies and magnetic fields to then monitor your brain and whether or not you might be a dissident? That's all in this document. Again, forget about, you know, silent weapons for quiet wars and all that stuff that was is written back. They're putting it in their own technological white papers and openly touting who's going to be doing it. The robots are now rolling out on a commercial basis. Spot the DARPA robot is doing dances. Meanwhile, they're telling you the human race is going to the stars, we're going to the moon, we're going to Mars, we're going to colonize, we're going to do all these great things. That's not reality. They're going to trap you in a metaverse, in virtual reality, in isolation, in not only a pharmaceutical, medical, tyrannical nightmare like we're seeing now, but one that involves bio-nanotechnology that can do things we can only imagine. And once again, Infowars.com has been at the forefront for exposing that agenda. I am Jason Burmis. I've been around a while as well. All my documentary films are free. You can find them over at my YouTube channel, which I did get back because of a lot of you guys and the fact that, again, it's all selective enforcement, and they want to censor the truth to promote their false narrative that is an inverted reality. We're going to fight them tooth and nail. I know you are too. So follow me over at Twitter, rockfin.com/Jason Burmis. That's where all my stuff is, completely uncensored. They don't kick me off of that platform. Still got to make that band.video page, but that is another great platform for free speech that we have to use to empower one another. So get out there. Start, photobombing and telling the truth on these live newscasts. Collect that $5,000 bounty. Do your own thing. Be a human being. Step outside. Do this on a personal level with your neighbors, your friends, your families. Don't have fear. Find a point where you can agree on something and work your way out from there. There is hope in this. I do believe that. And again, that's one of the aspects of this Ghislaine Maxwell trial. They are having to burn some of their own. Do you think that Epstein thought he was going to have his neck broken in three places? Do you think that Ghislaine Maxwell thought she was going to spend her 60th birthday in prison? Not likely, folks. So let's keep fighting the good fight. I am Jason Burmis. I want to let you know it is not about left or right. It is always about right and wrong. Go to SaveInfoWars.com right now and make that donation before the new year.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.